They sent the top apostles. It was Paul, Barnabas, it was John, Peter, who goes out to plant churches. Because when you go out to plant churches, you face different things, and if you're experienced in the Lord, it's nothing. But when he sends out those greenhorns, a lot of them, you know the failure rate of ministry is more than 50%. Right? It's more than 50%. There's a lot of people dropping out from the ministry because we got it wrong. Anyway, that's another topic. But let's focus on this one, there are patterns. And so, I recognize there's a pattern. And guess what? I have been telling people, when the year 2006 comes, don't disturb me in January. I'm on my 40-day fast to wait on the Lord. Because I do not want to miss God. Now, please don't presume, and that's where the 5 points come in. Do not presume that I'm going to leave this place. It just means that God may want you to do different things and focus on different things. Do not presume, do not assume, but you should prepare. See, that's why the 5 points are given. See, when you have knowledge of this thing, then when I look back at my life, I recognize this now. Now that I recognize the pattern, it takes me nearly about 20 years to recognize it. So it's not going to come easy for your life. So some of you are young, you're just coming up from teenager to early adulthood. You say, hey, I'm just about 21, you know, just about 19 going to 20, just about to lose my teenage years. What is God's will for my life? What are the patterns that I can discern? And it's very hard to discern patterns when you look at yourself from 6 months old to 12 months old to 18 months old. And you could not see the patterns yet. Usually, if you're young in the Lord in any way and you're just a young adult below the age of 30, work under someone for the first time. Serve under another ministry first. That's also a Bible pattern. Go and apprentice yourself to somebody else. Don't run about like a big giant prophet from nowhere. Right. At the age of 21. God has called me to be a prophet to the nation. Right. Serve under someone first. Yes, God may call you to be a prophet to 100 nations. But serving under another ministry is biblical. Paul has his Timothy, etc. And so by the time you serve under a ministry, you can begin to recognize patterns of God's dealing in your life too. So as you grow older in life and you pass the age of 30, 40, going on to 50, 60, 70 onwards, you should be more and more mature, able to pick up patterns of God's working in your life. So now I'm more extra careful that, okay, you know, when 2006 comes around, as it draws near, I'm gonna seek God. Say, God, tune my ears to you. What are you speaking? Is there a change? Is there a phase coming about? I don't want to miss you this time. And then, if 2-1-6 come along, same thing. So I began to recognize a 10-year pattern in God's working in my life. Now that may not be the same in your life, remember. That may not be the same in your life. There's another man of God called John Sung. And he was one of the men, three men changed the face of China in Christianity. Washman Nee, John Sung, and Wang Mingdao. So these three changed Christianity in China because they were the nationals that came out and led the church in China to a different dimension. And one of them, John Sung, who was used by God to evangelize the whole part of China, he was given 15 years for ministry. And he only got 15 years before he died. And of his 15 years, they were divided into 5 lots of 3 years. And in his life, it was like the prophets in a sense. There was a time of water, there was a time of word, there was a time of fire, there was some time of blood and a time of something else. There were 5 phases in his life. When he was going through the time of water and word, there was a lot of teaching going on. When he was going through the time of fire, there were a lot of trials that happened and persecution against the Chinese Christians. When he was going through a time of blood, there was a lot of tribulation. And an interesting phenomenon took place. He physically also passed out blood during those 3 years and they suddenly stopped. Don't ask me why all those things, because sometimes they become the living patterns and message. Just like the Old Testament prophet who, remember one of them slept on one side for some days and slept on the other side for some days, right? Some of you may not volunteer for that kind of job, but some people have a call and they dedicate themselves to it and their own physical body become patterns of it. And so at the end of his 15 years, he died. He's taken home. So I had to share that to show you that there are patterns, but each one of us have different patterns. Every one of you have to recognize what is the pattern going on in your life. Discern the patterns going on. Is there a cycle that God's working in your life? And if there's a cycle working in your life, as the cycle draws near, you have to prepare yourself. And remember, the cycles can lengthen and shorten by disobedience or obedience. And that's the frightening thing, which upsets the cycle. So it becomes inexact. So we have these people all having such a timing. Let me give one more example in Matthew chapter 1. In Matthew chapter 1, one of the most difficult portions of the Bible for you to do your devotion. Because for the first 17 verses is all the different names. And so it's very hard to do your devotion when you read Matthew chapter 1. Verse 1, it says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nashon. Nashon begot Salmon. And you're wondering, God, what do I get for my devotion here? But there is a pattern here. If you notice, within this pattern of all these begets, in verse 17 it tells you, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the captivity are 14 generations. And from the captivity to Christ are 14 generations. So God has it all the time. If you were one of the generation going through the most difficult thing, it's not easy when you're caught in between cycles. When God doesn't seem to be showing Himself. What will happen when you're among the Babylonian captivity? Read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is an interesting part because it was not God's will, not God's perfect will, that the Israelites be where they are, fallen and scattered across all the nations, taken as captives into the Babylonian Empire. And Jeremiah was one of the last prophets there when all those things were happening. And you know what Jeremiah told those people? When those people were captives and they were taken out, you know what the captives think freshly in their mind? I'll be back. Right? I'll be back. No. They want to go back. They want to restore Israel. Because that was fresh in their mind. They knew that Jehovah God can do it. And so, they want, and a whole group of them were planning to do so. And you know what Jeremiah told them? You read Jeremiah, he prophesied and told them, he says, no, build houses here in this foreign land. Make do with yourselves. Live your lives up for God here, because there's a time when God will bring you back. And what he was prophesying was that it was not their time to go back yet. Probably many generations later. So instead of despairing, I'm here, make the most of their place where they are. Think about people like Daniel. He never got to go back to Israel. But he was used mightily by God in the Babylonian kingdom. Remember, you are like a plant, a seed of God. You bloom where you're planted. And sometimes in the dirtiest, muddy, filthy place they plant you, you take root and you say, oh, this is good nutrition for the plant. That is... And it comes out with nice, green, wonderful leaves. Lots of potassium, make green, lots of nitrogen. Yay! Huge plant. Because it bloomed where you're planted. When Joseph was put in prison, he bloomed where he was planted. He was put in Potiphar's house, he bloomed where he was planted. There are patterns of cycles in every life. Look for them and flow with them. Flow with them. So that you will not be impatient with some of the cycles of God in your life. And I know the pattern of God. Between 1996 to the year 2006, I know what He's asking me to do. Roughly. Because from 1976 to 1986, when He appeared to me, He taught me everything to know about this word. I literally memorized the whole Bible. Know the Bible at the back of my hand. It was for me a 10-year period of the word. From 1986 to 1996, to me, it was like a period of the Spirit. You move in the gifts, you do things in the Spirit, you flow with the giftings of the Spirit. Lots of visions, lots of things happen. And then from 1996 to 2006, it's a different period. It's a period of purification and preparation. While people are prophesying this and that, I know my own period. Now, every one of us have our own cycles, phases and periods. Then there's a big general thing that God does also in the body. Remember that? Like the 14 years thing. Every one of us will somehow link back into that. So once you know the cycle in your own life, once you know the phases in your own life, you're not bothered. I'm not bothered if I don't preach to 10,000 people between 1996 to 2006 because it's a time of just quietness, reflections, preparation, and getting deeper into some of the things God is showing me. I'm not bothered. Once you know what you are supposed to do, because all every one of us want to do is to be able to stand before Jesus and say, I have been faithful to what you want me to do. So there are patterns, and today we move a little bit deeper on point one. There are patterns of cycles of years in every life. Look for them. You say, Pastor, how do I tell them? Look at the times you have your spiritual encounters with God. Do they fall into a pattern? Look at the times that God is training you in different things. Do they fall into a pattern of God's working with you? Look for them. Because they will help you discover your destiny for the future. By understanding your past, you can help prepare for the future. A very second important point, the second point on meeting people is very important. Now we saw how Joseph met the butler and the baker in the prison. If Joseph did not flow with what was there, let's say if Joseph had been an unhappy man because he was in prison, he says, I don't know why I have this dream. I dream of this greatness. I dream of all these things bowing to me, the sun, the moon, the stars. But look, you know, here am I in prison. How can it ever take place? And he could have become a grumpy young adult. He could have become an agnostic. He could have become a sarcastic. He could become all the different tics that you can find. And frustrated and everything. And he couldn't care kind of attitude. But no. Joseph developed to be a very caring person, even in prison. In Genesis chapter 40, it tells us here, and look at who started the relationship. I mean, when someone is, you know, dropped off into prison, who starts the relationship? Do you know Joseph took initiative? Let's say, you know, when we all sit around for lunch and fellowship, right? Some of us are not so experienced in life, so we can understand if you're a young person, you always click among your own, you do not know how to initiate a fellowship and a relationship with others, and we sit around those that we know. And it takes a certain initiative to purposely just sit with someone else.